Tomorrow, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Gimel 4:3. We've been talking about the Chataos HaMesos and how one of the five Chataos HaMesos is that the Chataos HaShnischapru Baleah, that the owner got atonement from elsewhere, and now this Chataos has to be left to die. Now, from what we've seen so far, that only applies where the original animal was lost, and then another one was appointed, and we have Machlokas between Rebbe and the Chachamim. If it applies, even if you found the animal number one before you offered animal number two. The Shita of Rebbe is, even if you find the first animal before you offer the second animal, so then the first animal has to die once you offer the second animal. And the Chum say no, if you find the first animal prior to offering the second animal, so it's not a Nischapru Baleah situation, you found one, and therefore you can offer the second one, and the first one just will be sold when it gets a mum, and Yiplu Nadava, its money proceeds go to purchasing Keitz Mizbeach there in the Beis HaMikdash. So now, what that means is, according to both Shitas, we only talk about Nischapru Baleah in the case of an Aveda, an animal that got lost, okay? Here, our Mishnah is going to speak out that Machlokas, and ultimately, by the end of the Mishnah, we'll see explicitly Machlokas, Rebbe, and Chacham, which we haven't seen up to now. In the previous Mishnah, we sort of realized, we taught that the money set aside for a chatas essentially has got the same kind of halachas as the chatas itself, and the analog for leaving it to die of Misa for money would be to put it into the Yam HaMelech, the Dead Sea, or whatever that meant. We discussed in the previous Mishnah what that would mean. Here, our Mishnah is going to essentially elaborate further on all the cases of you setting aside number one, and then it getting lost, and then setting aside number two, and so on. So here, let's see, there are five cases in our Mishnah. The first four are all kind of running the same principles. And this Mishnah, unlike the previous Mishnah, is going according to Rebbe the whole time, which means we're assuming that it's a problem and the animal has to be left to die, or the money would go to the Dead Sea, even if the original one was found prior to the second one being offered. We'll see that inside right now. It says the Mishnah, Hamafrish ma'os l'chataso va'avdu. Step one, a person sets aside a bag of money to purchase a chatas, but then he loses that bag of money. And then he sets aside a second bag of money, so he has, and he, with his bag B, he intends to purchase a chatas. Lo hispik likach behen chatas, but he doesn't purchase an actual animal with bag B, ad shenimtzu hamaos harishonos, before he also finds bag A. And he has two bags of money, A and B. What does he do? Says the Mishnah, yavi me'elu u'me'elu chatas. He combines the two bags and purchases a chatas with the proceeds of the combined funds. And if there's anything left over, v'hashar yiplu nedava, the leftover has the status of mosar chatas, leftover proceeds for chatas, and that can be used to purchase a nedava, meaning it goes to the Keitz Mizbeach, it goes to the shofar there in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, this is going according to the Shita of Rebbe. Although it's not explicit now, it'll be explicit by the end of the Mishnah, and the rationale is clearly Rebbe's, because why? According to the Chachamim, there'd be no need to combine the two bags of money. Essentially, you could use either bag to purchase a chatas, and the other bag would be considered to be like mosar, leftover proceeds, and would go to nedava. No need to combine them, because the Chachamim hold that if you find bag A before you've got kapara, there's no din of nischapru baleah, no din of misa or yam hamelech. Whereas Rebbe Shita is that if you would offer B, then A becomes, in the case of money, required to throw in the Dead Sea, and therefore you have to combine them first so you don't have that situation. Okay, now that's case one of five. Case two is the same thing, but Hamafrish Mos Lechataso Va'avdu. Step one in this second case is that one designated money to purchase a chatas. He says this money for chatas, he puts it in bag A, but then Va'avdu, he loses bag A, Vehifrish, but then he sets aside an actual animal L'chatas tachtein, for it to be a service, to be a chatas in place of A. Meaning, so now he's lost A money, but he has B animal. V'lo hispik lakriva ad shenimtzu hamaos, and then he doesn't have enough time before he offers B, he finds the bag of money A. So v'hare chatas balas mum. Very conveniently, B in the meantime, the animal, got a blemish. So that's very convenient. And so then the situation is, since he's got cash A and blemish animal B, what he can do is timacher, he could sell animal B and then get the money. And with now the combined monies, viyavi me'elu u'me'elu chatas, combine the monies together from A and the proceeds of B and purchase a chatas. And if it's leftovers, vashar yipluna dava, the rest will be used to purchase, you know, and go to the shofaros and the Beis HaMikdash to buy ketz mizbeach. So this again is according to Rebbe. Very conveniently, we have an animal which has a mom, and therefore there's no nischapru baalav yet, so we can solve the problem by pulling the money and purchasing a single chatas with both A and B. According to Rebbe, if the animal wasn't blemished, so then the din would be you offer animal B and money in bag A goes into the Dead Sea. According to the Chachamim, since the money A was found before you got kapara, there's no din of misa here, which means you could bring animal, if it's, in the case of our Mishnah, there's no need to combine the funds. You could just purchase the chatas now with either the sale proceeds of animal B or with the bag A, and then you the other proceeds, either the other bag A or the animal's purchase of animal B, whichever you didn't use, to buy chatas, you now would buy, you'd give that money to the Ketz Mizbeach there in the Beis HaMikdash. If it didn't have a blemish, so then you couldn't, certainly according to the Chachamim, you'd have to offer animal B, and the money from A would simply not go in the Dead Sea like Rebbe, but would go to Nadava. Straightforward. Okay? Now, the next cases, 3 and 4 out of 5, are really the same principles all over again, except instead of setting aside money as A, we're setting aside an animal as A. So says the Mishnah, Hamafresh chataso va'avda. Step one, a person sets aside his chatas. He identifies Dali, it says, lamb chop. Lamb chop, you're going to be my chatas, okay? But then lamb chop goes missing. V'hifresh ma'os tachtea. So lamb chop A is missing. He sets aside cash B to purchase a chatas in the future. And then lohispik likach behen chatas, but before he can purchase Dali with money B, ad shenimses chatas, so he finds lamb chop A. So now, what does he have? He has lamb chop, and he has a bag of money. But very conveniently, harehi balas mum, lamb chop now has a mum, a blemish, a permanent blemish, and therefore lamb chop can be sold. That's what you must do, says Rebbe. Therefore, timacher, sell lamb chop, get the money from lamb chop, combine it with the money you set aside to purchase the other korban, A and B together, and then yavi me'elu me'elu chatas, you combine the money and buy chatas from the combined money, and if there's leftover money, that is mosar chatas, and therefore hashar yiplu nadava goes to the Beis HaMikdash to buy ketz mizbeach. Again, this is Rebbe, who holds it's a problem because the animal was found after being lost, it doesn't matter, it wasn't offered yet. If the animal didn't have a blemish when you found it, you'd have to bring lamb chop A, and then money B would go to the Dead Sea. According to the Chachamim, since you found it before you got kapara, there's no din of misa, so lamb chop can be offered, and then the money B now would be Moser Chatas and go to the Mizbeach, Nadava. That's what you should do. Now, case D is like the same, case 4, I should say, is the same thing all over again. Basically, here again, Hamafresh Chataso, you set aside lamb chop via Chatas, Va'avda, but lamb chop goes missing. Hifrish acheres tachta. Now you identify a second animal, Dali, and harezu chata. See, Dali is now your chata. So now you have a second animal. Velohispik lahakriva an shenimses harishona. But before you can offer Dali B, you find lamb chop A. Now you have two animals, lamb chop and Dali. But very conveniently, vreishtein balas mum. They are both permanently blemished. So therefore, the din would be you have to sell both of them. Yimachru, sell them both. And then with the combined funds, the yavi me'elu me'elu chatas, you buy with the combined funds of selling both the blemished Dali and the blemished lamb chop, buy a single new third animal, and that's your chatas. Veshar yiplu nadava, whatever's left over, if there's leftover cash, that can go as mosar chatas to be the nadava in the Beis HaMikdash by ketz mizbeach. That is Rebbe's shita. Chacham would say, there's no need for this. Essentially, you have two blemished animals, so sell one of them and bring a chata, sell the other one and put it in ketz mizbeach. Simple as that. But what happens if it wasn't convenient and the animals are not blemished? So you basically now have both lamb chop and Dali, unblemished animals, both consecrated to be a chatas for a given sin. That's Reuven did a sin of, you know, Hil Shabbos B'Shogeg. He has these two animals here. So what does it do? Now this is the machlokas between Rebbe and the Chacham, and will be explicitly stated as such right now. So again, just remember, the machlokas is pivotal, the pivotal issue. The point is that Rebbe holds, once you lost it and appoint a new one, now it's too late. Whereas the and it must be left to die. Whereas the Chacham say, if you found it before getting kapara, it hasn't got a din of kvanis chapru balea, and therefore there's no left to die requirement. It's just the one unused funds are mosar chatas. Inside the mission says as follows: Hamafresh lachataso va'avda. Step one: a person takes lamb chop, harezu chatas. See, he consecrates it to be a chatas, and then lamb chop goes missing. So he now goes to Dali and says, Dali, you're my chatas. And this is going to be now a second animal. And then lohispik lahakriva, before he could bring Dali, ancha nimtza sarashona, he finds lamb chop. So now he has two animals, lamb chop and Dali, both of them unblemished, v'rei shtehen tamimos. They have no blemish, therefore they're both eligible. So what's the din? Again, we're talking in Rebbe's sheep world. So Rebbe says, Achas mehen tikrav chatas. You bring one as a chatas, and the other one has a status of being most kfarnas chapru balea carbon, and therefore it's vashnia tamos. It's left to die. Diver Rebbe. This is Rebbe Shita. Okay. V'chacham om. The chacham say no. They hold. Remember, since the first one lamb chop was found prior to getting kapara, there's no such thing as kfarnas chapru balea. And therefore, ein chatas mesa elisha nimtzis ma'achar shekipru ha'bailim, says the Chum, there's no din of mesa for nischapru ha'bailim unless it was found after the second one was offered. And therefore, ve'ein ha'maos holchos liyam, similarly, if we're talking about not an animal, but money, it doesn't be that was consecrated to be for a chatas, need not be thrown into the yam ha'melach, elisha nimtzu ma'achar shekipru ha'bailim unless it was found after the owner's already got atonement by the second offering. Okay, so I don't want to say the halacha, it's not clear. The Rambam is mistapek with the halacha follows, but our Mishnah here are clearly going, Stam Mishnah going like Rebbe, whereas the previous Mishnah was going Stam Mishnah like the Chachamim.